Oasis Audio presents The Cupcake's Caper by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Mama Tova's Secret.
Come on, hurry!
6-year-old Benny Alden said, tugging his sister Violet's hand, practically dragging her down the sidewalk.
Mama Tova just took the cupcakes out of the oven!
Until a few months ago, the Aldens' neighbor, Maria Tovanoff, who was known to everyone as Mama Tova, only made her tasty cupcakes just for family and friends. But the treats were so popular that Mama Tova decided to open a small shop in Greenfield. She made only 108 cupcakes every day, 9 dozen. They all came from the same recipe, but each cupcake was a little different because Mama Tova added delicious flavors and wonderfully tasty decorations. When all the cupcakes sold out, the store closed until the next day. 10-year-old Violet asked her brother Benny,
"How can you tell the cupcakes are ready?"
"My nose knows,"
Benny said. Henry and Jesse, their older siblings, began to laugh.
"Benny's nose is amazing," 14-year-old Henry remarked, ruffling Benny's hair.
"His nose is the eighth wonder of the world, and if Benny smells the cupcakes, we'd better hurry,"
Jesse said, breaking into a run.
"I hope Mama Tova has some left when we get there."
Henry's thick brown hair bounced up and down as he kept pace with his 12-year-old sister. It wasn't long before they arrived at the front of Sweets, Mama Tova's new cupcake bakery.
"Oh, no,"
Henry said, seeing a long line of people in front of the building.
"We'll never get a cupcake today."
31? 32?
Benny was busy counting the people in front of them in line. Mama Tova's rule was only one cupcake per person.
"You're number 64,
Benny told Henry, who breathed a sigh of relief.
"Phew, we got here in time,"
Jesse said happily. Benny jumped up and down, clapping his hands and shouting,
"Hip, hip, hooray! We're going to eat a cupcake today!"
Very patiently, the Alden children stood in line, waiting for their turn at the cupcake counter.
"I wish we could buy an extra cupcake for Grandfather," Violet said.
"Maybe he can come with us next time," Henry replied.
"We could bring Watch on a leash and sit outside at the little tables."
Jesse, Violet, Henry, and Benny lived with their grandfather. After their parents died, they ran away and hid in a railroad boxcar in the woods. They heard that their grandfather Alden was mean. Even though they'd never met him, they were afraid. But when he finally found the children, they discovered he wasn't mean at all. Now the children lived with him, and their boxcar was a clubhouse in the backyard. They even got to bring along the stray dog they found on their adventures, a wire-haired terrier named Watch.
"Hey, Jesse, scoot forward, please,"
Benny told his sister, as the cupcake line moved up a little bit. Jesse and the others took a few steps closer to the boy in front of them. The sisters knew him from school. His name was Polly, and he was in the class between Jesse and Violet. Polly had straight, dark hair and wore braces. Just before it was his turn at the counter, Polly turned to Jesse and said,
"Can you believe Mama Tova makes me wait in line? I mean, I am her nephew, after all,"
Polly complained.
"I liked the way it was before she opened the shop. I could have all the cupcakes I wanted all the time."
Finally, they were almost at the head of the line. "Next," called Mrs. Waldman, one of the workers at the shop. It was Polly's turn to order. With a sigh, he pointed at a chocolate chip cupcake with purple frosting.
"At least she still gives them to me for free," Polly told the Aldens.
He went off to eat his cupcake.
"It's our turn,"
Benny announced, doing his cheer once again, this time adding,
"Hip, hip, hooray! A yummy cupcake is on its way!"
"This is the last tray," Mama Tova announced. She carried 3 dozen cupcakes to the front.
The shop was so busy that Mama Tova needed helpers. Mrs. Waldman served the cupcakes and poured cold milk or lemonade. A girl named Alicia, who was Henry's age, rang up orders at the cash register.
4 cupcakes, please,"
Henry told Alicia. Each of the Alden children picked out the one they wanted. Benny's had chocolate cookie dough frosting. Jesse's was filled with lemon custard and drizzled with lemon icing. Henry's cupcake had a red cinnamon candy frosting.
and Violet picked a purple-colored cupcake with blueberry frosting. "Here you go," Alicia said. Her curly blonde hair was pulled up under a hat with a huge floppy red fabric flower in the middle. Her apron was printed with the same flowers. It was the sweet's uniform. Mrs. Waldman and Mama Tova wore flowered aprons and hats, too. Each table at Sweets had a flowered tablecloth and a vase of fresh flowers on it. Floral pictures of all different kinds hung on the walls around the room, and there were little purple lilies on the wallpaper. Outside, there were even more flowers in a beautiful planter box.
"I just love the decorations in here," Violet told Jessie as they found a table. "All of the flowers make me feel so happy and bright."
She touched one of the petals on the flower in their table vase.
"No matter what season it is outside, it will always be spring at Sweets," Violet said.
"You say that every time we come here," Jessie said, laughing.
"I know. I think I should paint a picture of some flowers for my bedroom wall."
Violet glanced around.
"Maybe some like that."
She pointed to a painting of a single pink flower.
"I don't even know what kind of flower that is, but it's so pretty. I could stare at that picture all day."
Jessie said, "I'll look it up on the internet when we get home. At least then you'll know what you're drawing."
"Thanks, Jessie,"
Violet said. The children began to eat their cupcakes. They were so delicious, no one talked while they ate, not even Benny. When he was done, Benny licked his fingers and sighed.
"I'm so sad it's gone."
"We can come back again soon," Henry assured Benny, while Jessie handed him a napkin.
"So, how about same time next week?"
Benny asked his brother, eyes wide.
"And then we could come the week after that, too."
"And maybe even the one after that," Henry promised.
When all the children were finished, they took their plates and cups to the counter.
"Thanks,"
Alicia said, taking the dishes.
"Wow, Alicia," Jessie said. "Your necklace is so pretty."
Alicia was wearing a gold chain with a large glittery letter G hanging from it.
"Thanks,"
she said again, lightly touching the letter.
"It's new."
Just before the Aldens left the shop, Mama Tova came out of the kitchen. She always spent some time in the shop welcoming her customers.
"Hello, children," she greeted as she made her way through the crowd. "How do you like the cupcakes?"
"I could have eaten all 108 of them by myself,"
Benny exclaimed, patting his stomach.
"Why are your cupcakes so good?"
Mama Tova chuckled.
"It's because of my secret ingredient. I put it in all the cupcakes I make."
"Oh, will you tell me what it is?"
Benny asked.
"Please?"
Mama Tova ruffled Benny's shiny dark brown hair.
"Sorry, Benny. It's an old family recipe. I can't tell anyone ever. But I will tell you this."
She smiled, then said,
"I keep the secret ingredient right here at the shop, underneath the flour."
Jessie, Henry, Violet, and Benny looked around the shop at all the different flowers. There were flowers everywhere. Mama Tova winked. Then they all laughed together.